Congratulations, Luke. The perfect start to the season. What did you make of it?
No, very happy. Seven debuts, I believe. I didn't feel that they looked out of sorts, and I felt that as a team, to have seven making a debut, I felt they gelled very well.
As you mentioned, seven debutants. You brought in a number of players. How do you feel they acquitted themselves today?
I felt all pre-season they've been very good. I felt that they've come into a club and they've taken on board what I'm expecting, what the club's expecting. And as a group of players, I think that, like I said previously, they gelled very well, and I felt that today was the fruits of their labour.
And it was far from a smash and grab. You really took the game to Forest Green Rovers. How pleased were you with the number of chances you created and the fact that you really caused some problems at times, didn't you?
No, I felt that we, first half, we had a couple of opportunities. I felt that, especially in the second half, they went a little bit 1v1, 2v2 at the back to try and chase the game. I did say that there was a critic at the end of it. The negative was that I don't felt we didn't put them to bed early enough. And they're always in the game at 1-0. So that would have been a sucker punch if they had got anything from the game.
But defensively, again, you were very solid. They didn't have too many clear-cut opportunities. That was a real test against them. That must be pleasing to come through, that one.
No, definitely with their firepower. You look at Doidge and Murphy initially starting the game, and they bring on Tubbs, who's been excellent for them in pre-season. We have limited them to a lot of stuff outside the box, whereas you see our chances, we've got beyond their back line, we've got balls across the face of the goal. So, no, very pleased.
And Angelo Belanta led the line very well again. How pleased are you with his performance?
I just felt that he's come in and earned himself the deal that he got. He showed glimpses on the point initially in pre-season, but then we threw him up top in a pre-season fixture here against Stevenage, I believe, and he showed that he could lead the line. Today I felt that he was magnificent. He gets players involved in the game. But no, very pleased for him and obviously the squad.
As you well know, last season you won on the first day and then had some struggles off that. How important is it now to build on this and take this forward in the coming weeks?
Hugely. I said to the boys afterwards, don't get carried away. It's a win against, obviously, the favourites, but they don't know nothing and much about us. We don't know much about them. Obviously, we go Dover now. Our focus turns to them on Monday. And I want to build on what we've done here today.
Does this send out a message to the rest of the division that this is perhaps a new Boreham Wood, a Boreham Wood to really be kind of feared?
Not at all. I don't feel that. I feel that we've got to keep ourselves in check. I believe that we won one game. We haven't done anything. If we'd lost today, we weren't going to get relegated off the back of that. We're not going to win the league off the back of beating Forest Green. But I feel that we've got to keep our feet firmly on the ground. Like I said, the focus now turns to Dover on Tuesday. They'll be tough. They brought in three bits of quality yesterday, done a little bit of late business. But in terms of that, for Tuesday night, it's going to be a tough test.
And David Stevens came off at the end. How's he doing? What was the problem with him?
Precautionary, in fairness. I spoke to Megan. We have about five to play. She said that there was a little issue. She doesn't feel that there's anything major in it. But it'll be assessed tomorrow, and I'll get an update on that for Monday.
And as you rightly say, attention switches to Dover. Did so well last season as one of the part-time clubs. Are they a kind of club for you guys to look up to, perhaps, and they can show what can be achieved on a limited budget and so on?
100%, yeah. Obviously, you look at them in Braintree last year, what they achieved, they were phenomenal. They play in a certain way, Chris Kinnear and Jake LaBelle, and they get joy from it. But we got to go there and do what we did today, get on the front foot, take the game to them, and then we'll go from there.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Luke.
Pleasure.